The Babylonian Books of the Present Day by Charles Spurgeon, The Greatest Fight in the World. The history of that human ignorance which calls itself philosophy is absolutely identical with the history of fools. If one were to write the history of folly, he would have to give several chapters to philosophy, and those chapters would be more revealing than any others. Beware of the Babylonian books of the present day. The truth of God is the only treasure for which we seek, and the scripture is the only field in which we dig for it. If you keep close to the inspired book, you can suffer no harm. You are at the fountainhead of all moral and spiritual good. This is fit food for the people of God. This is the bread which nourishes the highest life. The prayerful study of the Word is not only a means of instruction, but an act of devotion, wherein the transforming power of grace is often exercised, changing us into the image of Christ, of whom the Word is a mirror. Within the scripture there is a balm for every wound, a salve for every sore. Oh, the wondrous power in the scripture to create a heart of hope within the ribs of despair. Amidst sharp and strong temptations and fierce and bitter trials, the word of the Lord has preserved us. Amidst discouragements which damped our hopes and disappointments which wounded our hearts, our Bibles have brought us a secret, unconquerable consolation. There is no true doctrine which has not been fruitful in good works. Payson wisely said, "If there is one fact, one doctrine or promise in the Bible which has produced no practical effect upon your temper or conduct, be assured that you do not truly believe it." The doctrines of grace produce a fine morality, a stern integrity, a delicate purity, a devout holiness, consecration in life, calm resignation in the hour of suffering, joyful confidence in the article of death. This must be a true gospel, which can produce such lives as these.